Weinberger Shlita joined us. It's a big covenant. I'm very humbled. But one of the things I want to share with you this evening is a possible thought that I had on the connection of the Indian Parshas Vayakel. We're reading Parshas Vayakel, and we're just coming from Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah is the kapara for the Chet Egal, like Ramesha Darshans. The Paradumo is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And we know the Mishkan, according to one opinion, is also a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So we have to delve into and understand in what way is the Mishkan a kapara. What did the Mishkan do that it's machape for the Chet HaEgel? But we know whenever we speak about the Chet HaEgel, we're speaking about the original Chet, which is the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. The Gemara says in Shabbos that when it came to Matan Torah, so Paska Zu Mosan came to Matan Torah, the Chet of the Eitz Hadas left. It was rectified, and then at the Chet HaEgel it came back. So if you rectify the sin of the Chet HaEgel, you're really going back and you're attacking the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. So we have to understand what was the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, and then we'll understand what the Mishkan was doing to be Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel, for the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. Let's begin with the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, Shamash Godel Chaval, there was a Shamash Godel Ovad Min HaOlam. The Nochosh was created to be a Meshamash, to help Adam HaRishon. The Gemara says that he was like the right-hand man, he was supposed to help him. And the truth is that Adam is the Kedusha in this world. Adam is the Yitzi Kapov. Adam is Adam HaLe'elyon. Adam is the Kedusha, and we have to know this is a klal, and especially those who are here in this institution, that everything that's created in the world is created to be Meshamish, the Kedusha. The world, the physical world, is not a means of its own. Everything is created as a means to be Meshamish, the Kedusha. Chava was created to be an Ezer Kenegdoi. The Nochash was created to be an Ezer for the Kedusha. The kilkel of the Nochash was that he didn't want to be a Meshamish, the Kedusha. The Nochash wants to be, the Gashmias should be a means of its own. It should be a Tachlis b'fnei atzmai. A lot of people, Baruch Hashem, they're religious, they're Meshamish Torah mitzvahs. When it comes to the mundane world, when it comes to the physical world, when it comes to their interaction with the world, is they don't see necessarily that it's connecting to the world of Kedusha. And this is all stemming and originating from the original Chet of the Nochash. We all have to know, we all have to realize that there isn't something else other than Kedusha. Everything else that there is there as a tuffle to the Kedusha, to be Meshamish, the Kedusha. And that's why it's your dua that Yaakov and Esav was the possible potential tikkun. Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says in Bo Metzia, Shufrei de Yaakov, Yaakov was like Adam Rishon, Lifnei Achet. And Yaakov was an Ishtom, he was created to be somebody that sits in the Beis HaMedrash, he's the Adam, the Kedusha. And Esav was an Ish Sada. What was he doing as an Ish Sada? Esav was created to help Yaakov Avinu. If you're out in the field, you're hunting animals, you bring Yaakov Avinu and you feed Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov and Esav was the perfect match, the perfect tikkun of the Chet HaEgel, the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And if Esav would have appreciated it and he would have seen his potential in bringing about this tikkun to be Meshamish Yaakov Avinu, so then Esav would have worked together, they would have rectified and be metaken the chet of the Eitz Hadas, and the world would have reached its tikkun. But Esav duplicated the problem, duplicated the pegam of the Nochash. Esav did not want to be a Meshamish the Kedusha. Yitzchak blessed Esav, Esochicha Tavoid. When I was young, I always had the kasha. What do you mean, Esachicha Tavet? Esav is crying to his father, bless me. Yaakov took all the blessings. So Yitzchok says, okay, I'll bless you. Esachicha Tavet, be a slave of your brother. What type of blessing is that? Yaakov taken everything from me and now I should be a slave? I need a bracha for myself. But Yitzchok was telling, no, you're Tafkid Esav, and you have an unbelievable Tafkid. The Gemara says at the end of Shavuos that Evan Melech, Melech, if you're Meshamish, the way you're supposed to be Meshamish, is you're a Melech as well. You'll reach your Tikkun, you'll attain the ultimate Tikkun if you realize that the whole mundane world is here to be Meshamish, the Kedush, it's not a means of its own. Even though Esav, you're interacting with the world, you're the Ish Sada, you're the one that goes out to the world, but nevertheless, if you realize that the purpose is in order to be Meshamish the Kedusha, to help the Kedusha, to keep the Kedusha alive, to support the Kedusha, is then it's a wonderful tikkun on its own. Esav didn't want that. Esav wants that if I'm Oisik, if I'm busy now with Gashmis, this should be my Tachlis. I don't want to interact, I don't want to connect it, I don't want to feel that I'm a Tafel to something else. So it was really a duplication of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas all over again. That's why the Zohar Kodesh writes that when the Malach, the angel of Esav, attacked Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayiga b'kaf yurechoy, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Tamchin d'oraisa, that he attacked him b'kaf yurechoy on his thigh, and that corresponds to the thunders and the supporters of Torah. Why did Esav attack Yaakov Avinu over there? Because that's the guf and the nekuda that Esav wants that the financial side of the world, the financial market, so to speak, should be independent. Wall Street should be totally independent. Financial world doesn't have to feed Kedusha. The mundane, the physical, it's not just money. The physical world, the physical life, doesn't have to be Meshamish the Kedusha. It should be a means of its own. And that's why he attacked Yaakov Dafka there, to show that he's not interested and he doesn't want to be a supporter. He wants to break out that at least the physical world should be a means of its own. The Mishkan, we see an unbelievable thing. The Mishkan could have come down from Shemayim ready, like one opinion that the third Beis HaMikdash will come down ready. But Hashem wanted Me'is Kol Ish Ashe Yidvenu Liboy. Everybody should donate the money. Everybody should donate to the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a place where Klal Yisrael built together. The whole idea of the Mishkan, the whole idea of building a Mishkan is that people should give theirs. Me'is Kol Ish Ashe Yidvenu Liboy. If everybody realizes and appreciates that we're building a sanctuary for Hashem, and we realize that everything we have, our gold, our silver, everything we have is in order to build a sanctuary to Hashem, to bring the Shechinah Lamata, to carry out our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal Hashem's taiva is that the Shechinah should be betachtoinim, and we are going to do, we realize that everything we have is only to support that purpose, to support that cause, is that's Tikkun HaBriah. That's Mamish Tikkun HaBriah. There's a very fascinating Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer says, you know, we always think about the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Holy of the Holies. It's the holiest sanctuary of the world. We always feel that that's something that, you know, is completely, completely severed from the physical, from any sense of physicality, from any sense, from any connection to the mundane world. The Ksav Sofer says that the two Kruvim that were placed on the Aron, says the Ksav Sofer, were Keneged Yisachar and Zavulun. And it was a pellet to me. Why should the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kruvim, on the Aron be connected to Yisachar and Zavulun? It's a nice thing. Yisachar helps Zavulun. He teaches Torah to Zavulun. Zavulun helps Yisachar learn. It's a nice thing. It's a good shutvis. It's a healthy partnership. But that should be what's going on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a pellet. And he goes on and he says that the Gemara says that when the Yidin were Oysen Ratzayna Shalmokin, the Kruvim embraced each other. He says, what does that mean? He says that when Yisachar understands that if he knows some Torah, the purpose is that he should give it over. And if Zavulun understands that everything he has is in order to help the Talmud Chacham learn, and if they are going together, that's the greatest Oysen Ratzayna Shalmokin. That's the Tachlis Abriah. According to what we're saying now, it's beautiful. That's the Tachlis Abriah. The Tachlis Abriah is that we should realize that the two come together. And that's why the poles of the Aron, there's a lav of lo yasuru mimenu. You're not allowed to detach the poles. Detaching the poles means the poles is what you hold, you carry the Aron, you support the Aron. You mustn't detach that. That's all part, it's one thing. It's miksha achas. The Chasam Sofer, the father of the Ksav Sofer, says another fascinating thing. He says an incredible thing. He says that in the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't need poles. Poles were needed in the Aron to carry it. In the Midbar. In the Beis HaMikdash, they reached Menucha v'la Nachla. So therefore, the poles didn't really serve a purpose. So he says, Shlomo HaMelech, it's Yidua, it's Bodan and Novi, in Melochim. Shlomo HaMelech built an additional pair of kruvim that he placed on the ground. Why? Says the Chasam Sofer, because he didn't need the poles anymore. The poles correspond to those who help and support the Torah. He didn't need the poles anymore, but we still need the Tomchen and Derais, we still need them, and therefore he made an additional pair of kruvim to put on the ground that correspond to the same idea that his son, the Ksav Sofer, later spoke about. So you see that the whole Kodesh Kedoshim revolves around one thing, and that is the union together of the mundane and the spiritual world together, the union between them, how they come together and become one. That's the greatest tikkun olam. And with that we understand how the Mishkan is a kapara for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. The whole chet of the Eitz Hadas was, let's go back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, chaval gadol on this shamash who was created to be a shamash, created to understand that every interaction with the physical world is in order to be mishamash, in order to help and assist the spiritual world. And the whole chet of the Nochash is that he failed to understand this. The Mishkan did just that. The holiest part of the Mishkan is bringing out this message so clearly that we have to get together. And the truth is that this is nogea to every single person. We have a guf and we have a neshama. The neshama needs the guf. The neshama cannot carry out, cannot bring out its potential into actuality without a guf. The guf has to help the neshama. The neshama has to help the guf. It's one union. And this is really the Kavod Shamayim. This is really the Kavod Shamayim. And that's why we're coming now from Purim. And Purim, all the mitzvahs of Purim is Matonis Levyoinim, Shlachmonis Ishlereyu. In Yiddish they say, Lotzach Kosten, let yourself cast. In other words, give money to the poor, give Shlachmonis. Show that everything we have is in order to enhance Kedusha, in order to build Kedusha. And a person should have this in his own avoida Hashem. A person should have this in his own avoida that everything he's doing, b'chol durachecha de'ehu, and that's the tikkun hashalim of b'chol durachecha de'ehu. When a person eats, he realizes that he's eating in order that he can serve Hashem better. He's exercising, he's playing basketball, he's running, he's jogging, whatever he's doing in order to help his neshama, in order to help his concentration span, in order to expand, in order to help his nerves, that he should be able to sit and learn or to do chesed, whatever the case is. This is a union. It's a package deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a guf and a neshama. Hashem put a spiritual person into a physical world in order to bring about this unbelievable union together. And today it's a very big nesoyin, because today we're living at the end of Golas Edom, the end of the Golas of Esav. And you know, I'm speaking to a lot of people who are back in the shtetl, you know, and an average working person, if you speak to Jews that, you know, from before the Holocaust, you see an unbelievable thing. You see that their whole life revolved around Yiddishkeit. You know, even whatever they were doing, they're always revolving around Yiddishkeit. They met together, they met here, and they met there, and you know, the Yankel sold the milk of the cow, and the Yossel sold the sheep, or the wool of the sheep. Everything was at a rate, they came together, it was a beautiful, beautiful union together. Today, somehow, this has been ripped apart. This union between the physical and the spiritual has been severed. And it's very sad, because it brings a lot of bilbil, and that's why a molek is gematria sophic, because it brings a lot of bilbil. So what exactly am I doing? And you know, it's nagah for somebody over here, somebody in Yeshiva University, a boy might think to himself, so what exactly am I doing here? In other words, where am I being pulled to? We have to realize that it's a union. It's a union. Everything is here to enhance the Kedusha. And whatever you're doing, you have to have kavana. That your kavana is that Emetz Hashem, you want to use this to enhance the Kedusha. However you do it, and whatever means you have to do it, but it's here to enhance the Kedusha. And this is really the tikkun hashalom. If a person eats the Shem Shemayim, he has to realize that it's mamish the kruvim orin zebezeh. If a person realizes that he wants to, whatever he's doing in the mundane world is to enhance Kedusha, he has to realize that this is what's called oisin retzayin shel makom. It's a beautiful tikkun that can bring about the tikkun hashalom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should be zoicha Be'ez Hashem to bring about this union. The Heiliger of Tzadik writes that the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got, the first mitzvah that we received was a mitzvah of Achila. The first mitzvah of Adam Arishon is a mitzvah of Achila. Because that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. It can go both ways. The Achila can also go both ways. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a mitzvah. And The Chasam Sofer writes that every mitzvah is like a korban. We say, Asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu, you make a birchas ha-mitzvah, it's like kochim, it's like a korban. So the first mitzvah that we got, the first korban, is a korban which is achila. And achila is a real, it's the achila of a korban Pesach. The ikka mitzvah of korban Pesach is the achila's korban Pesach. Unlike other korbanos, where the achila was in order that it shouldn't become noisar. Mitzvah of achila's korban Pesach is a mitzvah of achila. It's mamish, it's a mitzvah, total mitzvah of achila. But it's kochim. It's kochim. You're eating a korban. You're eating a halak, a korban. And that's something that, you know, by chassidim. Chassidim, we always went, chassidim always went to see. They always gazed at the Rebbe. Not just when the Rebbe was davening. They gazed at him when he was eating. They gazed at him. You know, they wanted to see. They wanted to shep. They wanted to draw from all, from everything he was doing. Why? Because the tzaddik is somebody that everything he's doing b'chol derechecha de'eyu. He exemplifies this middah of b'chol derechecha de'eyu. And therefore, that's why it was dafka and inyan to watch him eat and to watch him speak and to watch him. I once heard from the, somebody told me, no, I heard it from the Rav himself. The Rav was once in Yerushalayim, and he was by a yid, and the wife of this yid called him, and it was so beautiful to watch how he just jumped up and he ran to his wife. Remember that? Like a tzaddik, you see whatever they're doing. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to see them dafka when they're learning, when they're davening. Everything they're doing is their mindset, is a mitzvah mindset. It's a kedusha dika mindset. That is the tachlis hashalom. That's what the Rabban Shalom wants from the world. The ikke inyan of the shechina betachtoinim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to this world. Hashem left all the spiritual worlds. Hashem left the world of the malachim, of the serafim, of the ifanim. And he wants to dwell in a world that seems so physical and mundane. And that's our avoda, to bring that about. Our avoda is by turning this world into a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol feels that we're oisin ratzon shel mokim and brings the ultimate union emetz Hashem b'bias Mashiach tzidkenu.
Oh,
The Rav wants me to continue. There's a beautiful vote from the Baal Shem Tov. We're coming out of Purim now, the Avodah of Purim. The Baal Shem Tov says something so fascinating. Achashverosh ordered Vashti to come without Levushim, and she refused to come. Baal Shem Tov says, the reason why she refused to come is because by the klippa, by the tumah, it's all a cover-up. All that there is the levush. If Vashti has to come without the levush, there's nothing to come. The reason why she didn't come is because all she is levush. All she is a cover-up for nothing. There's nothing inside. It's an unbelievable thing, because if you look at the whole, it sheds light. The whole story of Purim gives us a whole new light in the whole story of Purim. You know, Achashverosh makes this whole Suda, Laharis Kvoid Oishoy. He wants to boast his Kvoid. He's a man that needs Kvoid. And Baharis Kvoid Malchusoy, he was a Melech Malach Pekipo. He ruled the whole world, and he had the most, you know, exotic things going on over there, the most affluent and the wealthiest feast that ever took place. And he was boasting his covered for 187 days. And then when he tells Vashti to come, she just sends like a small message, the Medrash says. She just sent back to him, you know, what are you doing with all this covered? You're really a stable master. Like, you know, it's like a big balloon, and you take a little needle, and you make one sentence, you say one thing, and you burst the whole thing. She just, you know, he said, I've been working on my covered, to be marba covered for 187 days. And all you did was one little thing, and there's nothing there anymore. What does that show? That shows that it was all just a cover-up. That's Mamash Tavar Shema Kodesh's vote. It's all just a cover-up. There's nothing there. And you can try and you can prove the world for 187 days that you're a man of kovod. And then in one sentence, she burst the whole balloon. And she said, you belong with the horses in the stable. And she said more things about him. What a terrible person, what an immoral person he was. You see that the whole klippa, it's all a dimyon. It's not realistic. And Moshe Enkin, you can add on and you can say that the Yisod of Purim by Klal Yisrael is just the opposite. Nichnas Yahin Yotza Sod is to show how much Sod, how much there is in a Yid on the country. On Purim, we make a joke of the Levushim. We dress up. What's the idea of dressing up? You dress up means that everybody that sees you knows that there's no gorilla walking in the street over here. He's got a mask on. It's underneath. Why? Because Klal Yisrael have a Levush, the opposite of the goyim, the polar opposite to the goyim. We have a levush because we're hiding the toichen that's inside us. There's so much toichen inside a yid. There's so much toichen that we ourselves don't know, that slowly you guys will slowly, slowly discover as you get closer and closer, as you're more dovek, as more you cling to Hashem, the more you realize how much toichen you have inside you. You know, say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam Rishon after the Chet, Ayeka, where are you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, where are you? This is not you. Do you know who you are? The Pasuk says, Kikori ve'lecha hadova, lo'i ba'shamayim, lo'i me'eva hayam. Kikori ve'lecha hadova mo'oid. So where is it? It's in you. When you're looking for ruchnis, you're looking for spirituality, the problem is that some people have such a levush that they don't know what's going on inside them. But every yid has his chelik alakaymi mal. Every yid has so much toichen. So the levush by us is only being master. It's covering up the toichen. And the levush lahavdil by the goyim is covering up that they don't have any toichen. So the whole avodah purim, the reason why we dress up, and the reason why we drink Adalayada, the reason why it's Nichnas Yain Yotza Sod, is because at a time where it's Nizgala that they have nothing beneath the Levush, on that same day we have to be Megala how much we ourselves have beneath that Levush. And that's the Zeh Lo Mazeh between a Yid and a Goy. And so often, and really, we have to realize that this whole world is one big balloon. It's one big dimion. And especially in the Yid's life, where sometimes a person is so not interactive with himself, he's so much not in touch with himself. And that's the whole reason why we have a Shabbos Kodesh. A Shabbos Kodesh is the first Mishnah, the first word of Maseches Shabbos begins, Yitzias HaShabbos. Shabbos is not a day to go out. Shabbos is not a day to look at the external. Shabbos is not a day to focus on Levushim. Shabbos is a day where we climb in, where we climb into ourselves. Shabbos is a day which is Kulei Pnimi. A person's got to climb in, a person's got to feel on Shabbos, be Mizpoinen on Shabbos. Reb Tzadik, the Heiliger Reb Tzadik writes that Shabbos is even not such a day where he writes that, you know, it's a day where a person has to think a lot. Sometimes during the week you might look at it as potential bittul Torah or whatever. Shabbos is a time where you have to be mizboinen. You have to be mizboinen and during the week as well. But Shabbos is a very important time where a person has to focus and a person has to be mizboinen. What's going on inside me? He has to suddenly realize you get an Hashem Yisera. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a help. Hashem says we have an Hashem. You might not feel it all week. I'll send you, you know, I'll give you an additional projection of your neshama. Shabbos is the day where we go in and we feel how much toichen, how much heilige toichen we really have. So therefore, that's why the avoda coming from Purim is for every yid to be mizboinen, what really is going on inside him. And it's also a hizboinus, everybody should look at the world. You know, you're sitting here in Manhattan, it's a world that's so enticing, it's so big. It's so, you know, there's a famous maisa from the Baal Shem HaKodesh. The Baal Shem HaKodesh, it's a moshel. The Baal Shem writes that if a king once offered his only daughter to somebody that's going to climb across a river and climb up a moat and climb up a thing, and there's going to be animals on the way, and whoever gets through. And everybody wants to marry the king's only daughter. And people set out, and they started swimming, and this crocodile comes against them. And a few people brave and carry on swimming. And as the crocodile opens his mouth to swallow them, suddenly it says Gala that he's not there, Bechla. It's all an optical illusion, it's all a dimion. It's all a levush. This whole world is a levush. And I think today in the door, what the youth of this door is depressed about. And everybody says, psychologists say today in America there's a record amount of people going to psychologists because people, a yid, call upon him, Am Yisrael has realized that a yid can't be empty, a yid is too full. And when he leads a life that's so empty, suddenly he realizes when the truth hits home that it's all a balloon, it's all a levush, there's nothing inside the levush. It's terrible, it's very depressing. But a yid has to realize he mechazik himself. Start looking inside ourselves. Start looking inside and start realizing how much passion, how much craving a yid really has for kedusha. And then you'll see that you're full of toichen. You'll see that it's full of kulei besimcha. Purim is a day of simcha for that reason. Achashverosh, after this 187 days of investing in simcha, he gets into the greatest etzev. He kills his wife. He executes all his ministers. The Medrash says he fell into a deep depression. He's left alone. He realizes that he's not in control. He controls the whole world. He couldn't even control his wife. He can't control his own household. It was all a dimion. It's not there. Under the lavush, there was nothing there. It was totally empty. We should focus on what we have. You know, the mayonis, the wellsprings that we have of Torah and Avoida. At the same time, it's happening simultaneously. At the same time where the world is with the lavush, of the external world has come off, and you can see so clearly that in the external Lagoisha world there's nothing. At the same time, the Levush of the Yiddish world is also being revealed, and there's Mayonis, there's wellsprings of Torah, of Pnimius HaTorah, deeper and deeper and deeper, that were never discovered and were never so accessible to the masses of people that are today. So it's mamish happening simultaneously. This door is the door where the Levush is taken off. There's no Levush. And the clippers in his gala that there's nothing there. And Yiddishkeit is in his gala that it's full, molly teuchen. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us that we should all be zeuchen, to always be besimcha. And we should see how much we are, how lechtig, how beautiful, how Yiddish, ashreinu matoif chalkeinu, that there's so much to Yiddishkeit. There's so much to Yiddishkeit. And you know, the Rav Shlita is you know, sitting here, and I know that this is Mamashi's Mesirus Nefesh. I know how many worlds he's opened to thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people. And you know, one of the remarkable things is that Pashat, he was Megala, the Rav Weinberg Shlita was Megala to the world, Pashat, things that no one even knew about. And he opened people's neshamas, he opened people to things that were within them, and things that were within the world that they didn't have access to. And, you know, he showed them with the shiurim and with all these wonderful shiurim that have touched tens of thousands of people, how much toichen, how much depth there is to Yiddishkeit. And you know, I want to take this opportunity of wishing the Rav Shlita the Yarch Yomim Amam Lachtoy, and the Shibi Zoich HaMetz Hashem, his wellsprings should pour forth. Shifutzu Mayanoisa Vachutza, and the Rav Shlita should give him Arichas Yomim Veshonim, Mitoich Nachas Ruach, from all his Talmidim, and from his Meshpocha, and from his children and grandchildren, HaMetz Hashem, and he should have the Koyach to carry on Ad Zikno, Ad Seva, Ad Vaad Bichlal, to bring the world closer to Mashiach Tzidkenu, Sheyova Vigoleinu, Bemeher B'yomeinu.
Amen.
Come on,
This week, Avolin and the Toivis Pasha Sachoidesh. We see that the Torah was given, the Pasha Sachoidesh was given together with the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. One of the reasons why Pasha Sachoidesh was given together with the Korban Pesach is because Pasha Sachoidesh shows that a Yid is always Shayach, a Yid, it's always possible to be Mechadish himself totally afresh from the beginning. Avodah Zarah, the whole clip of Avodah Zarah was that people believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and once he created the world, that's the way it is. Things cannot change. And that's why you see that when at difficult times, when Goyim have difficult times, they panic. A Yid knows that everything blows over. Even if sometimes a person doesn't feel well, he feels very sorry for himself. He knows Mitzvah Hashem is going to blow over. Mitzvah Hashem, he'll be zorch, he'll be healthy. But everything is like that. Everything is like that. A person is neschadesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechadesh betuvoy. A person gets up every morning, a totally new person. Somebody doesn't believe in that. So not believing in that means that basically you're saying that once Hashem created the world and things are set, so things are set in place, they cannot change. That's mamash lebechinam avodah zarah. Avodah Zarah is the feeling that a person can't. If a person feels in himself that he's molded himself into a type of a person and he cannot change himself anymore, that's the bechin of Avodah Zarah. We know that the Korban Pesach was a bittel of the Avodah Zarah. The whole idea of Mishchu, Kud, Chazal say on the Pasuk, that the whole idea of the Korban Pesach was, the Korban Pesach is a zel umazel of Avodah Zarah. The Korban Pesach is Mevatel Avodah Zarah. That's why the Korban Pesach was given together with Achodesh Zelachem. And that's why it comes straight after Purim. Purim was at a time where it was Nechtam. The Gzar Din of Purim was Nechtam. Nechtam means it was sealed. If it was sealed, it means it cannot change. You can't change something that's sealed. And it was changed. So Purim shows us that when it comes to Avodah Hashem, when it comes to Tshuva, there's a very deep Havana and understanding this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, creates the world all over, creates the world the whole time. Chadash v'tuba b'chol yom tom and ma'aseh bereishis. When a person does tshuva, it's a very deep concept, when a person does tshuva, he goes back to before ma'aseh bereishis, to the stage before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There's a perek in Tehillim that talks about the idea of tshuva. That perek is a perek tefillah l'moshe ishel akim. That perek talks about Toshev Ena Shadaka, Vatim Meshuva B'nei Yodom, Ki Elef Shonim Beinecha. Talks about the parish of Tshuva. And that perek begins, B'terem Haram Yulodu, V'tachoyel Aleir, it's to say, before mountains were created, before Hashem created the world. Why does the perek in Tehillim, talks about Tshuva, begin from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? But the answer is, because every time a person does Tshuva, a person has to realize that when he's doing tshuva, he's going back to a matzav of before the world. The matzav, the situation, the matzav of the world before the bria, is you can start all over again. So therefore, every person that does tshuva is going back, ki'ilu, going back to before ma'isa bereishis. So that's why the sod of Purim. Things can be nechtam, things can be sealed. And the gzadin of Purim was sealed down here and it was sealed up there. There's a verus that it says, that's it, you cannot do tshuva. This people, as the Mishnah says, that everything can change. Everything will change. Everything. And that's when we come out of Purim, we come up with that realization. We come up with that realization that things can be nesapech l'toivah. Everything can be nesapech l'toivah. And that's why that's the koyach of chiddush. The whole chiddush Adar, the whole Purim has this koyach of chiddush. And therefore, afterwards, we come from there. We come to the inyan of parshas haChodesh, which is a parsha. As we're preparing ourselves for this parsha, every yid is to realize that he can take away what he's molded himself into being. I've become this, or I'm this. I'm fixed into this slot. I'm fixed into this type of life that I want to lead. It's a flexible parsha. Come to a parsha as a chodesh. It's a chodesh. It's a parsha that gives every person a koyach to decide, till now I am who I've been till now. But now I'm something completely different. I can come after this chodesh and I can be somebody completely different. Even though the teva, even though the nature, teva is the same word as, you know, to also to stamp, to seal, is all from the inyan of teva. We're coming into a month. Parsha as a chodesh is a month of chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is a month of Nisan. The month of miracles. The miracles is beyond Teva. A miracle is beyond the Teva. So therefore, a person has to feel that his achonah, his preparation for this month, is a preparation to be mizboinen. And I know a lot of guys feel this way. And the reason why a lot of guys feel this way is because, as we said before, we're living at the end of Golas Edom. And Esav is somebody that felt he couldn't change. Esav, it's Yedua that Esav was koifa, he denied in Tchias HaMesim. If you deny Tchias HaMesim means you deny that you're going to become, you're going to rebuild yourself. Tchias HaMesim means that you're going to start again from fresh. We're going to start again from fresh. Esav denies the concept of Tchias HaMesim. And that's why people deny the fact they can start from fresh. And we're living at the end of Golas Edom, so we're living at the end of this Golas where people deny themselves that they can start all over again. But we have to realize that coming to Parashas HaChodesh, the avoid of coming to this Chodesh is that, you know, a lot of people decided, they took a plunge and they decided mamish to turn their life around. Even though they were in such a mold, nevertheless they decided to turn their life around. Parashas HaChodesh gives a person a great assistance and a great help to turn his life around. So Metz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that every single person should feel, how can I be mechadosh myself? What things, what middos do I need improving that are so deep and are so fixed in me? Parashas HaChodesh is coming. It's coming, a parasha that's coming, a Shabbos that's coming, that's going to enable every person to start all over again, to start to feel I can become somebody else. See, we're going back to Maisa Bereishis. The whole end of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have to realize that Mitzrayim is Miloshen Meitzah. Meitzah means a Gvul. A Gvul is, this is who I am, this is my boundary, that's it. But in reality, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Klal Yisrael to realize that no, we always dovak to the Chiddush of Maisa Bereishis. And therefore, the last Makkah, the 10th Makkah, it's Yidua that the 10 Makkahs are Keneged Asara Mamoras. But in the opposite way, Makkas Bechoras is Yidua, it's Keneged the Maimor of Bereishis. Bereishis is the Ischachus. A Bechor is called the Reishis. Makkas Bechoras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took. Hashem says that's the final straw, and I'm taking the Yidin out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took the Yidin out of Mitzrayim with the koyach, with the power of Chiddush, with the power of Ischachus, that we went back to Maisa Bereishis. The whole end of the last couple of Makkas in Mitzrayim are all in Yonam of Maisa Bereishis. For example, the Makkah of Choshech, it says that Makkah of Choshech was dark for the Egyptians and it was light for the Jews. You had Or and Choshech together. Where? There was only one other time where Or and Choshech were together. When was that? At the beginning of creation. The beginning of creation. Where it's, the Pasuk says, V'yala kimes Or ki toiv. And Rashi says that the Or and Choshech were together. So the whole idea of coming out of Mitzrayim was coming out of being fixed in our Mitzorim, in our boundaries, not being able to break out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, now we're going back to the Bereishis. For Klal Yisrael, we're going back to the Bereishis. And that's why the first mitzvah that Hashem gave us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, is the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, you're shaykh to Ischachus. You can always climb out of your boundaries. You're not fixed. There's no boundaries. There's no boundaries. You're not fixed. And that's how we're going to, that's what a nes means. A chodesh of nisim is a chodesh of breaking through boundaries. The whole avoid of Purim is Adalah Yoda. You're going out of boundaries. You're going out of the boundaries. You're allowed to step out of the boundaries of Shtikl of Shulchan Aruch as well. Kilu. It says on Purim, you injure somebody, you're potter from paying. Like Purim's Adar, Nisan, that's the era where we broke the boundaries. We broke something that was Nechtam Betabas HaMelech. We broke something that was bound. We broke it, we smashed it, and it was revealed that even what's sealed is not really sealed. That's mamish the nekuda. That's the kesha between Purim and Mitzrayim. Just like in Purim, it was sealed. Just like in Mitzrayim, you know, Mitzrayim, there was an Avodah Zarah where you couldn't escape. You couldn't leave the boundaries of Mitzrayim. The Baal Parah used to suck people back into Mitzrayim. You cannot leave the boundaries that you're placed in. And that's Mitzrayim. Purim, they broke out of that. And in Pesach, they broke out of it. We're going now into the month of Nisim. We're going now into the month of Nisan. We're going now into the month, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And it could be, this is what the Mamish, the Nekudah that we're saying. HaChodesh Hazeh, Hashem gave us the power over all months. But Hashem is saying, HaChodesh Hazeh, this month of Nisan is Lachem. That's something unique to you. The Goyim, they live in their Gdorim, they live in their Mitzarim, they live in their boundaries, they can't step out of the boundaries. You know, people can still talk about, you know, people can still talk, you hear Goyim, they can talk about the same thing. And in England, they can talk about the Queen of England for 50 years, for 60 years. And talk about, they're within their tiny bubble, and they're talking about the same thing. They're living in the same, you don't see that they're moving on in life. You know, there's no moving on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, HaChodesh HaZeh, the month of Nisan, the month which you can be Misraimim. Nes means to elevate yourself, but you can go up. That's Lachem. That's something that's unique for you, Klal Yisrael. And we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. You know, in England, near where I live, there's a bridge you cross. And that bridge is called the Suicide Bridge. That's its official name. Why? Because there was a point, I don't know what, the financial market, I don't know what happened. Something crashed, and everybody jumped off the bridge. Because why? Tomorrow, the market crashes, the market will go up tomorrow. The same as it went down, it can go up. What's the difference? No. Because when the goyim are toy for something, that this is the way it is now, this is the way it's going to stay forever. You can't be mischadish, can't get better, you can't make chedushim. So they jump off the bridge. The Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. I'm giving you this month, you're shaykh to his chadishes, because you're shaykh to miss him, shaykh to the whole concept that you can always be mechadish yourself. I think it's very, very important, you know, in a society, you're coming here, and, you know, somebody in YU, you can become a person, you can become a student. You can become a yeshiva bacha. You've got to decide what you're molding yourself into. Parshas HaChodesh is a time where you can decide where I want to be a real ben Torah. I want to be a yeshiva bacha. I want to be somebody I want to climb out of all the boundaries that I found myself in. You know, I always give the mashal in Maseret and the Shana Bechmus. I always give the mashal to a kid of six has decided for the rest of his life, all he understands is teddy bears. And to the rest of his life, he decides, I've molded myself into somebody that, you know, my sense of maturity is I want to play with teddy bears. No, you're locked into that. So what happens when you're 18 years old? So you want a teddy bear now till the ceiling. And when you're 25, you got to climb out of that some. Everybody understands you got to climb out of your immaturities at some point in life. But in the Goyish world, they find it difficult. You know, they're stuck with the same silly tibers, with the same stupidity, and with the same things. They never stepped out. They never moved out. They were never nischadish themselves. They never went on to a different stage in life, understanding that every stage in life brings new nisyonis, brings new challenges, brings new things. It's a new thing the whole time. And that's the beauty of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafke gave to Klal Yisrael. You can be mischadish the whole time. It's not just being mechadish chiddush Torah. It's not just being. It's feeling a sense of chiddush, feeling a sense of chiddush in his life, and that's something that is hachodesh hazeh lachem. That's something that's unbelievable, and that's the greatest bittul to avodah zarah. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave hachodesh hazeh lachem together with the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, together with the bittul of avodah zarah. Anybody who feels, and you have to remember this line, anybody who feels that I'm in a certain mold. And I can't climb out of that mold. This is how I've decided to lead my life, and I'm stuck there. It's mamish like an avodah zarah. That's exactly what the avodah zarah say. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and He left it as that. So what's the difference between you saying that? You say your mamish. It's like your mom in an avodah zarah. If you believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind all the sun and the stars, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadash b'tuvah, so you can also be mechadash b'tuvah the whole time. That is the Yisod. We're coming to Pesach. We're coming to a time where Klal Yisrael was totally Nischadish. We're coming to a time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitziah from all our Mitzarim. And the Metz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should help us. Everybody should be able to climb out of the Mitzarim. And Shemizorcha to Min HaMitzah Karasikah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us out of all the Mitzarim, Metz Hashem, and should bring us into the Gula Shleima B'meher B'yameinu. Amen. Shalom.
aleinu l'chaloseinu v'yakadosh baruch hu mazileinu miyadam v'yakadosh baruch hu mazileinu miyadam.
So say tonight, one of the biggest challenges is forcing oneself to, it comes chatzois, it's chatzois, it's it's a struggle every year. I mean, it's a struggle for those who make it, and those who don't make it, they make the tenai of the Avdei Nezer, or they miss that as well. But it's very difficult to bind oneself. And it says that a person should carry on with Shiras Hashpachas. A person should stay up all night. What's the sod? The sod is because Yom and Laila is a gvul. Yom and Laila is a gvul. It comes to Pesach, it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no Mitzorim, there's no Gvul. You don't see the Gvul between Yom and Laila. Oh, you Mesaprim B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, call Oysen Alayla. That's why it's very difficult. It seems like the person who leads a proper Seder just feels like the Haggadah is just, you know, it's going to take me the rest of my life till I get to Chag Gadya. Like, you know, there's no... A lot of people wish there wouldn't be those gedarim, and you see them. Masafim mitzis mitzrayim till the tamidim came and the seder abaseina giasman krishma shul shachis. Like, you know, at some point, there's krishma is one thing that everybody keeps. So it's krishma that doesn't move, that doesn't change. That a person's in a mood, a person feels that it's just, you know, his avoidance just going just without gvulim. It's just leile skada shachag. It's such a feeling that. You know, it's just going, it's just flowing. Every word, you could spend the whole night on every word. It says, Vahim Misaprin is Miloshin Sapphire. Sapphire is a sapphire. Vahim Misaprin, somebody is counting diamonds. He could count, nobody's going to get bored. Nobody's going to get bored of counting diamonds. And once on the dollars, in the Baruch Rebbe, there was one like very busy day, and there was thousands and thousands of people passing by the dollars. He said to the Rebbe, how many times can you give a dollar? And he said, Brocha v'hatzlocha. So he said, when you're counting diamonds, you never get bored, you never... It's Ein L'Soyev, Vahim Misaprin Mitzias Mitzrayim. The Hachana for Pesach is a chana. You see that people just about make it, you know, because it's very difficult to bind yourself. Pesach is a non-binding chag. It's a binding chag, but the nature of the chag is a non-binding chag. Everybody should spend the Pesach just geshmak, whatever. Before my parents used to come I used to make a second seder for them to come to Eretz Yisrael. I used to go to the Amshon of Rebbe Shlita to his seder on Matzah Yom Tov. And you could see how he was just going, and every word. That's really how Yiddishkeit should be. The klal of Yiddishkeit is that every mitzvah is really nitzchi. A mitzvah being bound is a double pellet. You have to have a lot of das to understand that you can bind the mitzvah. And that's why Noshim Apturis from Mitzvah Seisha is Mangroma. Chazal said Noshim Dat and Khalis is very difficult to be masik Mitzvah Seisha is Mangroma. The emes is that every mitzvah is a nitzki, every mitzvah, and that's why Klal Yisrael's life is a life where we're not bound, but we are bound. We're not bound because we could stay all our lives in every single mitzvah. Person who enjoys his avodas Hashem, person. I remember before one of the major changes that before I was exposed to the Hasidic world, and afterwards. Because I remember, you know, Tefillah Shachris, I used to have this lachatz, so I used to enjoy davening slow, I used to have this lachatz, Gol Yisrael, and the davening faster, and this, and I'm going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibah, and it used to ruin my Tefillah almost on a daily basis. Because, you know, Tefillah is you're pouring forth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then, you know, and then it's going to happen, and he's going too fast, and he used to lose control, and it was so bound, it was mamash, it was in Mitzrayim. Now I understand why it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the daven, you have to go out. You can't daven in Mitzrayim, you can't daven, you know, and, you know, so, you know, but then, you know, then you realize that, Baruch Shalom, avad, this boundary, and avad, this Shulchan Aruch, I'm not chasam shalom saying nah. But you can't, you know, you can't base yourself everything, you can't make everything so bound. Because that's a bechin of Mitzrayim, especially when it comes to tefillin, especially when it comes to, you know, Shabbos Kodesh, Hamachrim Lotzis Min HaShabbos, Marim Lovoy. Bring Shabbos in early, take Shabbos out late. You sit by Shalosh Shudas, it doesn't have to be by the clock, it doesn't have to be, you know, pray. Just leave this manim and realize that Yiddishkeit is a chag. That's the chag of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's why everything in Yiddishkeit is Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's Zeichel Yitzias. You went out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Don't put yourself to Mitzrayim. Don't stick a mitzvah into Mitzrayim. You're breaking the whole mitzvah by putting it into Mitzrayim. We have to do a lot of mitzvahs. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bound each mitzvah because you have to have room for another mitzvah. but every mitzvah is nitzchis. Break out. The Chag of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to break out of the whole time putting boundaries on the mitzvahs. You know, it says that you know, especially also when it comes to sukkahs, it comes to arba minim. So it's the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'alocha brings down from the Rishonim. It says there's a shaila halacha whether 30 days before Pesach, so there's a din of shloshim yom koydim l'chag. So the Bi'alocha brings down already. It's machlekes Rishonim whether mamish means you have to start learning Ichos Pesach, whatever. But there's a shaila whether by sukkahs also there's a din of shloshim yom koydim l'chag or not. What's the shaila? It says Pesach, there's a lot of halachas. Sukkos, not so many halachas. Sukkos, there's more mitzvahs than any other chag. The Gemara says at the beginning of Yuma, the Sukkos got more mitzvahs than other chags. So I think of Arba Minim, and people are magnify glassing the Esrog already 6 weeks before Sukkos. The Chora, Shloshim Yom, before, it takes Shloshim Yom to find an Esrog. So you should start learning about Hilchas Sukkos already from Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah Be'alacha brings on from the Rishonim. It says no, that most of the Sroigim are kosher, most of the love are kosher. You don't need Shloshim Yom for that. it came to my mind that again, that certain people, Avada, you have to find there's a din of Hiddur, there's a din of Priyetz Hodor, there's a din of Halacha. You've got to find, but don't enjoy the mitzvah. You know, the ick of the mitzvah shouldn't be the mitzrayim of the mitzvah. The ikka of the mitzvah should be when you shake that arba minim, you should mamish need a new luluf every nanoi. You should need a new luluf. That's the main part of the mitzvah. That's the yitzias mitzrayim of the mitzvah. Don't place mitzvahim on mitzvahs. It's a very beautiful yisod. It's yisod that I always tell Bachman, you should get up early in the morning. Start davening early. Start davening before everybody comes, just in order that you should be able to make tefillah b'tzibur. You should be able to make tefillah b'tzibur your geshmak pace, your slow pace. You know, and Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul has a tshuva. He writes that if a person sometimes, you know, so whatever his matzav, he says if it's a one-off, and he sees that the chazan is, you sometimes get these minyanim, but the chazan is mamash racing, he's got to be at the airport somehow, it seems, to be done the kafsechus. And he's rushing, and you're getting all nervous. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul says that, you know, go your pace. Don't psukadism properly. You go your place. There's a lot of halachas. What tefillah b'tzibur, the hagdara, what tefillah b'tzibur is. Some people say tefillah b'tzibur. If you begin with a minion, it's already called tefillah b'tzibur. Even if you miss the whole Shemoneh Esrei with a minion. Others say there's tefillah b'tzibur as long as 10 people are davening. Others say it's tefillah b'tzibur if the chazan hasn't finished the loud Shemoneh Esrei yet. You should do everything like tefillah. You should start Shemoneh Esrei with a tzibur for shteitzach. But do everything early. Start everything early. That's why the hachana to the mitzvah is so important. Get into the mitzvah early. That it shouldn't be the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first ma'aseh mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Hashem told us about it already 2 weeks before. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Tzrosh Chodesh Dabro V'Yichu Ish Seleh Beis Ova Seleh Beis. I want to give you plenty of time to prepare for the mitzvah. A few days before Pesach already, you have already the Shepzalah, you have already the Sheep, and it's all ready, and it's all, you know, like, so you feel that it's geschmack. You feel you know. That's the importance of the hachana for tefillah. A person has to run into the mitzvah, and a person has to. It just doesn't go. It's just mamish. It's going mamish directly back into Mitzrayim. The way to break the Mitzrayim is hama'achrim lotzis min haShabbos or memarim lavai. And that's not just by Shabbos. That's by everything. By everything, you know. The halacha says after davening you shouldn't be a tinek habirech mi beis haSefer. You know, this once in davening in Minyan, it was like davening, and I was middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and the gavur came and confiscated my seder because the lights are going off. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and the lights are going off. And he bang into the wall. He has to confiscate the seder already. You know, one of the beautiful things about bells in Yerushalayim, people come from all over. People come from outside town. The lights are on the whole time. Air conditioning is on the whole time, the coffee the whole time. You know, like you feel you're coming into a place of nitzchis. You feel you're coming into a place of nitzchis. And you know, so every shul in America, you know, halavai, they should be, you know, should stay open. They should open 5 minutes before, or an hour before, and they should stay open a couple of minutes afterwards. You know, let a person feel that he's ma'achrim latzis min atfila, mamarim lavai. Don't make mitzvah out of everything. And that's part of the goal is today, that people make mitzvah, they take something as beautiful as a mitzvah, take something as beautiful. It says that Talmud Torah, says that the Helik Torah is, you know, one of the beautiful things about Afayemi, for example, is it broke mitzvah. Pasha broke mitzvah. People thought that I'm limited in my life. Allah, one mesechta, two mesechta. Suddenly you realize, no, you can learn everything. You can break through everything. Talmud Torah, the pasuk says, is arucham rechava min yam, arucham eretz midah rechava min yam. The whole beauty of Talmud Torah is that you feel when you learn, you see the vastness of Torah. You see the vastness of Torah. You see that there's no gvulim. You see that there's no gvulim. That's the beauty. And then you pick up in Yiddishkeit betzim, there's pasha no gvulim. And that, you know, that's why tzaddikim really had to struggle with zmanim, because of that. When it came to tefillin, it came to other things. The struggle with zmanim, because zman is a gvul. Zman is a gvul. And there's a zman to every mitzvah, because you've got to do a lot of mitzvahs. But be'etzem, a mitzvah is mamish not shayach to zman. Mamish, a mitzvah, it's a very difficult thing to understand. A mitzvah seisha, zman groma, is a very difficult concept to understand. Because it's a mitzvah, why should it, you know, it's so that's how our whole avodah should be. That's chus that we should be zoicha mitz Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us out of the golas, and then we're going to be zoicha to nitzchias, and then you'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to spend 100,000 years on every shachris, and 100,000 years on every daf gemara, and 100,000 years on every chesed, and it's infinite. We're going to go into a world that's infinite, and then we'll be able to mamish. That's going to be the menucha of the lasad lover. The menucha of lasad lover is that there's going to be no span of time anymore. And therefore, we're just going to be able to be misanig al Hashem, and it's going to be the geshmak. And meanwhile, let's chaperon as many mitzvahs as we can, and we should be zorcha to benisim nigalu, benisim asidin nigal. We should be zorcha. Everybody should come together. Benoichal min azvachim and apsochim. Everybody should come out. Should come out of galus. Everybody should come out of galus and get the galus out of yourself and yourself out of galus. And you know, we should really be zorcha. The world is really waiting for it, and the world is desperate for it. The world needs it. The Yiddish world needs it. We should be zocher, finally, after so many years of davening so hard before, we should be zocher to the Korban Pesach. This year we should really, really be zocher. It's an avodah for everybody to visualize that Emet Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach is coming, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. And there's a Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Yavetz, and he has there a report from a Greek, Roman or Greek officer who was there, B'Shas, the Beis HaMikdash Hayakayim. And he writes a report. He wrote in his diary what it looked like. The person has to visualize it. It's a Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Yavetz. He writes that the whole mountains around Yerushalayim were all white from sheep. And he's metayer, you know, what it looked like coming to the Beis HaMikdash. He writes that people were stooping, people were pushing. And he said, you know, and he said, they asked him, he, this Greek officer said, what happens if the king of Klal Yisrael is going to come? Are you going to dash to him? He said, yeah, sure, we'll shtup him. You know, like, it was Labor Day. It was a real Labor Day Kamatzov.
We should be zeh. Some things didn't change.
Who?
Some things didn't change.
Some things didn't change. Yeah, we should be zeh. Mitz Hashem to the Gula Ashleim of Imher of Yameinu. Amen.
Amen.
No, Anigan. Labor Day, Anigan. Fast. I died, I did it, I died, I did it, I did it, I died, I died, I died. Simcha breaks through gvul. That's what it says. So that's why it's so important to have a simcha shel mitzvah. It says that if a yid does a simcha, a mitzvah without a simcha, it's a terrible thing. Why? Mamish, because of what we said. You're putting a boundary on the mitzvah. If you do a mitzvah mitaych simcha, is you're taking the mitzvah out of the gvulim and you're making the simcha into a davar nitzri. Simcha is paritz gvul. So we sing a levi dekanegan after the dvatar we just said, which we zarcha to be paritz all gvulim through the gvul, through the passport control, straight to Yerushalayim. You know that song?
The I rap, yummy, 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 the I rap, yummy,
ויירך ימים ויירך ימים אחתוי בחסד ילפוני אחתוי בחסד ילפוני ילפוני כל ימי חיה ילפוני כל ימי חיה אחתוי בחסד ילפוני אחתוי בחסד ילפוני ילפוני כל ימי חיה Yudifuni koye mechaya, ha yachtoy b'chesed yudifuni, yachtoy b'chesed yudifuni, yudifuni koye mechaya, ha yudifuni koye mechaya. Oy v'shavti 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 b'beis Hashem, oy v'shavti 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 b'beis Hashem.
Thank you.